Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo, signal check, please.
I heard you call, but I didn't hear what you said. WZU.
Hello, Matt. No, I just wanted to do a signal check to see if the repeater had been fixed from last Sunday, and you're coming in loud and clear.
You are as well, I think. I suspect there's been some band openings, and it was wherever the next over repeater was probably getting to this repeater, maybe some of those kind of in between the two was close enough to for both of them to hear or something like that. So I think it may have resolved itself. I started writing an email and replied to yours to sign me, and kind of got scratched and never finished it. You know, I hope it sounds like it's working okay this weekend. WA4DSR, this is WA4DSR.
Okay, Matt. Talk to you in a few minutes on the net. WSAU, this is WA4DSR.
Sounds good here, too. Happy to be here.
Good audio on you, too. Dave, we'll talk to you in a few minutes. WA4DSR. QST, QST, QST. Good evening, everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I'll be the net control for tonight's University of Michigan's Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net on the WAQM repeater. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. You do not have to be affiliated with the University of Michigan to participate. The purpose of the net is to discuss, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just have fun. Break for time. I will take check-ins in the following order, first short-time mobile and portable stations, and then all other stations. New hams are especially welcome to check in. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now.
November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, Dave, pedestrian mobile.
Dave, N8SBE, number one on the list. Go ahead. Anything for us tonight?
Yeah, this is N8SBE. Well, first time I have essentially been outdoors for longer than about 30 seconds since about last Wednesday or Thursday. Although Saturday actually was actually pretty good. I just decided that I would go ahead and take my neighborhood walk tonight. I can still see a little bit of stuff in the air, but it's not nearly as bad as it was a few days ago. Back to that, N8SBE.
Indeed, we have an AQI meter here, and we had it out on like last Thursday, and it was 450 outside. It was still 150, 175 in the house, which was not good enough, not good. But yeah, things are much better. So I went up and cruised around Art Fair on my mobility scooter on Saturday afternoon, and crowds weren't as much as I would have thought there would have been, but. Maybe everybody stayed away because of the weather. Anyway, thanks for checking in. Okay, do we have any other short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. Do we have any? Again, please call Net Control, WA4DSR now.
Bravo 8 Oscar, India Sierra, John.
Oh, yes, it is, Matt.
Jay, this is Mo.
CYR, Martin.
Okay, I have KV8OIS, John, WSAU, KV8DZJ, Mo, and one more station. I thought I heard RYO, but could you come back to me again slowly?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Yankee Romeo, Martin.
FATFR, Martin, we got you there. Okay, let's go to the top. John, KV8OIS, followed by WSAU. John, any news from the shack?
KV8OIS. Nothing new in the shack that I'm aware of. I did see your email about last week. I did forward that email on to Dan and others, so I don't know if Dan made a physical repair to the repeater last week or if that was just something transient that was just flying through the air. So sounds like everything's working well tonight. Back to you, Pat. KB8OIS.
It does seem that everything's working great, so no problem. Thanks for forwarding that email. I've been playing around with satellite tracking software called OsterWatch, which is fairly new, and I'm setting it up to use my YAESU FT8 to track the International Space Station. It's supposed to change the frequencies for you automatically, depending on where in the path you are. So we'll give it a go there. I don't know if it would be useful up in the shack, because it does support all sorts of various rates. Anyway, next up is WSAU Matt, followed by KE8DZK Mo. Matt, what do you have for us this evening?
I suspect what was happening with the repeater last week is not that there was really anything wrong with it. I suspect it's just the one of the other repeaters was on the same pair. There's probably just a band opening, and users of that repeater are probably getting to this repeater, or maybe there was a user that was kind of halfway between the two that was being heard by this repeater, or some other interference. It didn't seem like it was really anything wrong with the repeater itself. It seemed more like it was some sort of interference. The tracking the ISS, I've done it manually with turning my beam, and if it's a path that's far enough out that you can see it's far enough out, shifting the frequency for the Doppler shift does definitely make a difference in how far away you can receive it, depending on where the path is. The DMR repeater, Arrow's DMR repeater, seemed to have some sort of issue last night when I tried to run the net. I apparently was calling the net to myself, and then had to go to the WHCMC machine, which interestingly could hear me with one heading of my antenna, and I could hear it with a slightly different heading that was probably about 10 degrees or so different. So I had to keep turning the antennas between transmit and receive as I was trying to run the net. I don't know if something changed with the Arrow repeater, or I know they were talking about changing the default talk group to something other than the Michigan statewide on Sandflat 1. I wonder if that means I have to change the configuration of my radio so it wasn't getting in there right, or if it just somehow lost its network connection, because it was working. It was negotiating, but it was not going out to the Brandmeister network. Let me break for a second here. And I meant to contact Steve about seeing if there was something wrong with it. Yesterday I was outside working on my porch. I need to move the post just a little bit to make room to move, change the trim around the back and the bottom of this post. I kind of want to box them in and put sort of some molding around the top. And the way they land on the porch, on the surface of the porch right now, the posts don't have enough room to have trim around them. So I wanted to see if I could move it in a little bit. It didn't look like there was a beam there, but I opened up the ceiling of the porch so I could see how it was framed, and there is actually a beam, and it's kind of tucked in. It's sort of a weird way that the joists for the ceiling don't actually go all the way out to the soffit. They actually are just connected to a ledger on that beam, which is the reason why I didn't see how there could be a beam in there, but it seems like there's wood going through where there'd have to be a beam. Let's see. I wonder what those AQI monitors are actually monitoring, if they just are like a photoelectric cell and a light source or like photoelectric smoke detectors, or if there's something more to them, or if it's a combination of sensors. Let's see. And I went to their fair for lunch on Friday from work, and I also noticed it wasn't very, there weren't a whole lot of people there. It was sort of crowded, but not nearly what it normally is, so I think the smoke kept people away. Let's see. What's my last note? Anyhow, thanks for that. WZ, you're back on that. Did we lose that? WZ, you...
Sorry, I dropped off. What I was going to say is I could hear you okay on the net, but I didn't have a time to transmit because we were going out the door for dinner, and there were no changes to the settings on my radio. So I think there must be something else why the particular repeater was not getting out to the internet. The other thing I would say is that my little AQI meter measures all sorts of things, not just particle 2.5 micron particle, but all sorts of other chemical things. So it's actually pretty sophisticated. Anyway, with that, let me move on to KE8BZJ Mo, followed by, and I've dropped off on his call, KF8GFR, I believe. So Mo, the frequencies are yours.
Thank you, Matt. This is KABZJ. Not much to say tonight. Just happy to have a little bit of quiet time on a wonderful evening. The air quality is much better, and it's not so freaking hot outside. So with that, back to Matt.
Indeed. Much better all around. Okay, and final on the first round through the list is KFATFR Martin, I believe, and I'm sure you're going to correct me on that. Go ahead.
This is KFC, Golf Yankee Romeo. My name is Martin. I'm a relatively new ham. I got my technician license through a couple of months, maybe 6 weeks ago. And I've really been looking forward to listening in on this net, because I'm here with your undergrad, Pastor David. And just keep going the conversation and see how I can pick up in terms of anything technical. Happy New Year. KFATYR, back to people.
Martin, well, welcome. KFATYR, got you now. And welcome to the world of ham radio. Congratulations on getting your technician license. Your audio is real weak, and I suspect maybe if you spoke closer to the rig, that might boost it a bit. But anyway, your audio is real weak, but welcome to the net. And we look forward to having you as a guest, as a check-in every week, hopefully, in the future. Do we have any new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks? Please call WA4DSR now.
Alpha Charlie 8 Tango Oscar, Don.
We have Don, AC8TO. Any news from North Campus?
Thanks, Pat. Thanks for taking the net. ACATO Don. Well, news from Smoky North Campus. Yeah, it was bad. I mean, I work up in the ECS building there, and I was coughing, even though all the engineering buildings have some degree of air filtration, but it was pretty bad. Not too much else new up there. Today, curiously, there was a very strong opening early afternoon on 6 meters. I was, clearly, even hearing a couple of stations in Poland on 6 meters, I tried to get through, no like that, but still, I made probably a dozen 6-meter contacts all over the U.S. and Canada, including well into Canada, so that was kind of neat. Not much else new here, I don't get on that band real often, so I thought it was an interesting opening. ACATO.
Don. Well, thanks for the news on the band openings. That's pretty impressive. And I didn't try to make it to Central Campus on Thursday or Friday when it was the worst, so I have no idea what it was like in my office. I'll probably find out this week when I go back in. Anyway, let's issue one final call for new check-ins or rechecks. New check-ins or rechecks for the University of Michigan Sunday Night Net. Please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard. So with that, we'll close down the net. We had six check-ins plus myself for a total of seven stations on frequency. Congratulations to KFATYR Martin on getting his technician license, and we hope you'll join us in the future as well. And with that, I'll close out the net and send everybody over to the 1-5 machine for the RPC net at the half hour. Have a great week. Talk to all of you and more, same time, same frequency, next Sunday. WA4DSR clear.
This is M-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-W-N-E-